Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or to find out more about something or to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels. And of course, the podcast on fmr.co.za. When I first had a Suzuki Swift's wheel between my hands, it was in Johannesburg. And the thing that struck me most was this honest little car wasn't. Well, it wasn't Swift, that is. It's an honest, no-nonsense econobox that does pretty much all that you can ask of it with little fuss. The new one, however, does something, well, new. It has the best engine in its class. You just want to drive this one, and swiftly. And this is a little Swift review of the Swift, which goes swiftly, so there we go. The little 1.2-litre engine puts out 60 kilowatts and 112 newton meters of torque. And through the 5-speed manual box in the GLX that I had on test, which is the sort of top-of-the-line one, is good for a claimed 4.4 litres per 100 kilometres. In my testing, you can definitely count on under 5 litres per 100 kilometres, even in my most testing. I got 5.2 litres per 100 kilometres, and that with a 37-litre tank gives it impressive tank range, in theory around 800 k's before it sputters to a stop. For 264,900 rand for the GLX with its big 9-inch infotainment screen, you get a lot of little car that is fun to drive, even at high freeway speeds. Handling and composure are great, but that engine really is class-leading. Fun to rev and row through the gears. The manual is the way to go if you're in the mood for fun, economical driving. Auto start, stop, CarPlay, auto climate control, and enough safety stuff, this is a class-leading winner for me. If you want a simple, economic, and modern car with all you need and a bit more, consider the Suzuki Swift. The only thing I didn't like was the gaudily trimmed carpet overlays with a garish and cheap-looking white stitch border. But you could fix that cheaply in the aftermarket. The other little complaint, which is more of a niggle, is the auto start-stop from time to time got itself a little confused and you ended up having to stick the car in neutral for a moment and it would start up pretty happily. But I think that was when you are rushing things. I wasn't previously a fan. The updated Swift, however, is a winner. Classier, better built, more upmarket, and just quieter and better in every way. It's now one to pick. Consider this strongly before a Polo Vivo hatch or a Korean. It is that good. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels. That's DavidDondi, and find the podcast on fmr.co.za.